This post has an image in it which will be described at the end.
Have you ever had someone diss your art? You know that it's actually an invitation to keep creating, right? After the premiere of my second movie, a null-budget, feature-length narrative fiction film, a person that I knew told me that I should not be a filmmaker and that I had no business being an artist. I have known a lot of artists, and you are so not one. I would like to thank that person now. I will not mention his name, but that comment made me deeply question what it means to be an artist, why I want to make films, and whether it was for me to do. I did not question whether my film was a disaster. I had a lot of fun making it, and I believed in the story we were telling, and I worked really hard to create something great. But it can be hard to keep perspective on something that you are so close to. Once I watched it in the theater with an audience, I realized that it was not a successful film and that the message of the film was lost. For a while after that, I kept myself out of all artistic endeavors. I've always enjoyed painting, and I also did a bit of acting in addition to making films, and I basically stopped doing everything. I really earnestly wanted to find myself, and I was big on considering everyone's opinion on what I should do. Perhaps, as had been suggested, I was not an artist. Keeping myself from creating lasted about 6 months. I couldn't stop any longer than that, although I was more than willing to not take myself seriously for quite some time after I started again. I began painting a little bit. I volunteered for a documentary production, and I brought out my little video camera and made little videos. No biggie. Gradually, in the slowest way possible, while completing a graduate degree, attempting to have a career as an ethnographic researcher, experiencing a few relationships, and finally developing a sense of myself separate from anyone's opinion of who I should be, I held on to the act of creation as a primary grounding force in my life, and I gradually made filmmaking my job. Because it wasn't something that I could stop doing, even if I was going to be awful at it, and even if there was always going to be someone there telling me that I shouldn't do it. I could no longer value doing work that was keeping me away from fully honoring and expressing my creativity in the way that it demanded to be expressed. And really, who was I to stop it? So that comment early on in my exploration of what I wanted to do in this world was a gift, because it gave me the opportunity to experience going to ground and to realize that the roots of who we are and why we create are far too deep for anyone or anything to truly stop us. This is why I am co-producing Who Am I to Stop It?
Image description. The image contains two plate engravings from 1709 showing personifications of inspiration and idea. The male figure of inspiration has a glittering ray coming from his chest with a starry sky behind him. His hair is knotted and mixed with serpents, and he looks up to heaven. He holds a naked sword, the point on the ground in one hand, and a sunflower or heliotrope in the other. The female figure of idea is naked except for a veil. She has a flame on her head and a golden crown with jewels. She is breastfeeding a baby and points down to the world.